Well, we return now to the weather. There's an orange warning for rain from 2 p.m. Significant flooding and hazardous driving conditions are expected. Jerry Murphy from Met Éireann is with us now. Jerry, this orange warning for three counties, Dublin, Wicklow, Wexford. How much rain are we going to get?
Thanks very much indeed, Keen. Before I talk in detail about the rain, I would like to say that over the last 10, 15 minutes, we have changed the timing of the warnings. So the orange warning now runs from noon until 8 a.m. tomorrow.
And what's the change there? It was 2 o'clock.
It was to run from 2 p.m. till 11 a.m. But the rain will clear a little bit, the rain will be lighter and clear a little bit quicker, which will mean that in the latest forecast. So it's coming earlier.
And actually looking out the window just a few moments ago, there's plenty of rain out there at the moment.
Yes, and that's the other change. All of the yellow warnings are starting at 9 and finishing at 9. So for all the counties in Munster and Leinster that are under a yellow level rainfall warning, those counties now, that yellow level rainfall warning runs from 9 a.m. today until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Now, I know you'll give me millimetres, but how much rain are we expecting?
Well, basically, for many of the counties, we are expecting amounts of, we say, for the yellow level counties, we're expecting amounts between about 20 and 40 millimetres, which is substantial, and that's within the yellow range. And we also have to take on board the potential impacts of that due to the fact that soils are saturated, river levels are already high, especially in the south, due to lots of rainfall recently. For the orange level counties, then Wicklow, Wexford and Dublin, there is the possibility of, in some places, up over 60, 70 millimetres. Now, that would be mainly on higher ground, but there is that possibility of substantial amounts of rain in these areas. And where if that is to occur in these areas, then basically that will certainly lead to flooding and possible river flooding as well. So it is a substantial rainfall event within itself, and then coming on the back of substantial amounts of rainfall in recent days and the last couple of weeks in general. But in terms of, people just do need to be aware of that timing, that the orange level warning does come in from 12 and finishes tomorrow morning at 8.
Okay, Jerry, just stay on the line there, because with us now also is James Phelan from Dunleer Rathdown County Council. James, you've been preparing for this. Crews, they're out already, are they?
Good morning, Cian. Yes, I suppose we've had crews out for much of the week. As Jerry alluded to there, we've had wet enough weather since earlier this week. So really, it's been a continuing operation all week long, with a particular focus on sweeping the road network, targeting hotspot locations. And we've had multiple crews and gully trucks out all week.
Hotspot locations, are some areas more prone to flooding than? Can you tell us where they are?
Yeah, so I suppose over time we've developed a number of areas that we've identified as hotspots. So particularly the coastal area, with Dunleary being a coastal county, along the coast route stretching from Blackrock to Sandy Cove, some of the upland areas around Glen Cullen and Tignock, as Jerry alluded to as well, with higher levels of rainfall.
Those coastal areas, you have lots of swimming spots in your county council area. So what's the advice to anyone who's planning to take a dip?
I suppose we'd be advising people to avoid coastal areas throughout the duration of this event. We'll have plenty of notices going out on our website and social media channels advising as such.
Now, we heard from Fingal County Council. They're closing amenities, recycling centres, some football fields. They were saying park runs are cancelled. What are you planning?
We're the very same, yeah. So I suppose last night we had suspended all playing pitches for the weekend because the grounds are already saturated. But we made the decision this morning to close all parks and recycling centres this afternoon also. So very similar measures to Fingal.
Transport Infrastructure Ireland say people need to take care when they're driving. And Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, is on the line now to give us some driving tips. You can hear it there, very wet conditions on the cards with this orange and the yellow warning as well. What's the biggest risk for drivers, Geraldine?
Yeah, I suppose, first of all, just what has been said is avoid known flood black spots if you can. There's no point asking for trouble. Your big risk really is aquaplaning. That's when you lose contact with the road. Basically, your tyre is no longer making contact. That's down to two things, really, Keane. It's your tyres and going too fast. Now, there's not an awful lot you can do about your tyres this morning. Generally, through the winter, you should be checking them. But just slow down. And when you're out and about, just stopping distance is the key thing. Double what you normally would do, if not even triple it, because that'll give you just that extra bit of space, will give you that time to react and to see hazards. And also visibility can be quite bad because of the spray from the road. So the further back you are from the car in front, the more, you know, you can deal with that. So really just slow down, stopping distance, and have your dipped headlights on at all times.
But people will be driving to work now. They'll be listening to this. Should they be reconsidering going to work now?
Well, look, I mean, if you have the flexibility to work from home, today is the day to do it. If you have to travel, though, just take it easy. If you do come across flooded water, don't drive through it. That really is the advice. Find a different route, because you just don't know how deep it is. And it's not even the depth, Keane. It's the fact that you can cause waves when you drive through it, and that can do untold damage to your car. So just be very careful out there today and take it easy.
OK, we'll go back to Gerry Murphy. Gerry, the outlook then. How long will this last?
Well, Keane, yes. Well, overall, actually, to back up what everyone has said, it's really a day for really taking great care and being aware that there's potential for impacts with regard to flooding, also with regard to perhaps areas where there is drainage and blocked leaves in the drains as well. However, gradually as we go through tomorrow, the rain will still be hanging around in many areas, but it will be lighter, so it won't be causing any additional problems. And then it will eventually fizzle out. And then as we go through Sunday and into the early days of next week, we are going to see actually a change. The winds will come mainly from the north. They'll be lighter. We can expect a fair amount of dry weather, and the weather is going to become noticeably colder then as we go through the middle of next week. And that'll be cold and dry with some frost at night, which will, of course, bring its own challenges as well. But in the meantime, certainly, that yellow level warning is for all the counties involved from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m. today to 9 a.m. tomorrow, and the orange from 12 to 8 a.m. And most of the heavier rain will take place as we go through this afternoon, this evening, and early tonight. So it's the second half of the day when we see the heaviest of that rain.
Okay, Gerry, that's great. Gerry Murphy from Met Éireann, Geraldine Herbert from the Sunday Independent, and James Phelan from Dunleary Rathdown County Council. Thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:58.